Track 13. How Insurance Works. Parts E and F.
Today, we are going to talk about insurance. Our guest is Kathy, an independent insurance broker. Kathy, could you tell us briefly how insurance works?
Yes. To start with, people buy insurance to reduce or eliminate potential loss or hardship in different circumstances. For example, insurance can help cover the costs associated with unexpected losses, such as property damage, theft, or illness. Or it can provide dependents with money when the insured person dies. In general, insurance works like a contract between the insured and the insurer. The insured makes payments, premiums, to the company, which assumes some portion of the risk. If the loss covered by the insurance policy occurs, the insurance company pays out the resulting claim using the revenues it collects from all those who have policies and pay premiums. In short, the insurance company accepts risk on behalf of its clients, hoping that the insured will not make a claim.
I see. So what about different types of insurance policies, or plans as we also call them? Could you tell us how they work?
Sure. There are many. The type of insurance depends on the type of risk covered. In very broad terms, there are two primary types: general insurance, which covers property and physical assets, and life and health insurance. General insurance policies cover, for example, a car, a house, or a cottage, and will compensate the insured for the loss of or damage to these physical assets. Life and health insurance, on the other hand, will provide for the insured or his or her dependents in case of disability, illness, or death.
Oh, and what about dental or travel insurance? Which category do they belong to?
Commonly, we sell various types of insurance policies based on the situations they provide coverage for, such as travel insurance, extended health insurance, auto insurance, tenant insurance, home insurance, and so on. Depending on the type of risk, these plans would be either life and health insurance, like, let's say, dental or travel, where you want to be covered in case of medical emergencies, or general insurance, such as auto or tenant insurance.
So, Kathy, who should buy insurance, and in what situations?
Well, the decision to get insurance depends on a person's stage in life and specific circumstances. For example, a young single person may not need life insurance, whereas to protect his or her children, a single parent may want to get a life insurance policy to guarantee them some benefits in case of death. Also, keep in mind that in some situations, insurance policies may be required. For example, banks require that homeowners obtain home insurance in order to get a mortgage. Or a landlord may stipulate in a lease that a tenant have tenant insurance for the rented property. It's important to note, though, that most types of insurance are optional except for auto insurance, which is, by law, mandatory across Canada.
Right. Could you tell us, then, what someone needs to do once they experience a loss or damage? How does their insurance work, then?
In that situation, the insured needs to file a claim against their insurance policy. To put it more simply, they need to apply for payment. The process of making a claim is different for different types of insurance. Typically, the insured files a claim, which means a claim form is completed and submitted along with supporting documents. Then, the insurance company reviews it and evaluates the loss or damage. The company will pay the compensation depending on this evaluation.
Could you give us a simple example?
Sure. Let's say a driver is in a car accident and, as a result, her car is damaged. First, she needs to report the accident to the insurance company. Then, an adjuster will assess the damage and the cost of repairs needed. The repairs will be covered, but the compensation amount will be reduced by the amount of the deductible.
Could you tell us what a deductible is?
Yes, it is the amount of someone's claim stated in the policy that the insured agrees to pay before the insurer pays the rest. Most general types of insurance policies require a deductible. What is worth mentioning is that the insured can choose the amount of the deductible. Choosing a higher deductible will decrease the cost of insurance premiums because the insured agrees to pay for a larger part of his or her loss.
Oh, I see. And how about extended health insurance plans? Many of us are insured under those through our employers. For example, many employers offer their employees a benefits package that includes medical, dental, and other insurance plans.
Right. These plans provide coverage for different situations not covered by OHIP. They are a bit different from the individual insurance I have talked about so far. These are group plans that pool premiums from many people and provide them with some variations of the same policy depending on their situation. For example, one person may subscribe to dental insurance with single coverage for himself or herself, while another person may want full family coverage. In those group plans, it is the employer who carries most or all of the costs of premiums. These plans can also be limited to certain amounts or percentages of coverage, for example, 80% or 50%.
This is really interesting, Kathy. I'm afraid our time is almost up. So maybe you could just tell us one final thing that, in your opinion, our listeners need to know.
Certainly. Buying insurance can be quite complex, so it's wise to educate yourself about it first. It's important to know that insurance can be sold only by licensed brokers and agents or direct writers. Always check if the insurer you are dealing with is licensed, and check if they have a complaint handling system in place. This may save you a lot of trouble if the time comes when you need to take advantage of your policy.